Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
School districts across the state of Maryland are scrambling to put together their 2017-2018 school schedule to accommodate a new directive from Governor Hogan that says school must begin after Labor Day. Montgomery County is no exception, and they've put forth, well, three different proposals. One of the draft versions begins school after Labor Day and ends June 15th. The second also begins after Labor Day and ends June 20th. And the final schedule, the one that they actually voted on and have asked for an exception from Annapolis to allow them to use, begins August 28th. And ends on June 15th. Joining us right now to discuss these options is Michael Durso. He's the president of the and a school board member of the Montgomery County Public Schools. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
No, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
And I set it up right? I got all the facts right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good summary.
Thank you. So the three versions that I pointed to, the first version has 21 holidays or non-instructional days or personal days in there. The second one has 23, and the last one has 25. It seems like this first one accommodates everything. It starts on September 5th, it ends on June 15th, and there are 21 personal days or holidays throughout the school year. Why isn't that preferable? It seems to fit in line with what the mandate is from Annapolis, and it works. Why are you pushing for this exception?
Well, the mandate from the governor some weeks ago, with the Labor Day, after Labor Day start, probably created more concern with the end of the school year, maybe more so even than the beginning. The real concern we have is kind of what's in the middle. And for many years, all of the state of Maryland, except one of our jurisdictions, has started either 1 week before Labor Day or about half the school system start 2 weeks. We feel that really is best as a local decision. One of the concerns that Labor Day to June 15th presents is there's really very little wiggle room for snow. And, of course, last several winters, we've had a number of days that end up having to either be waived or a combination of days being waived, days being added to the calendar. So for a number of reasons, the board felt yesterday, and we're aware of parental concerns and an interest in an after Labor Day start, but we felt that starting before Labor Day dealt with all of the different issues that go into the calendar. It's a much more complex situation than just when we start and when we end.
It is complex, and I have a child in Montgomery County Schools, so I pay close attention to your calendar. I see that looking at the proposed calendar that you want to go forward, I see four early release days, I see four professional days, I see three non-instructional days that are not tied to holidays, it seems. And I'm just wondering why you can't give up some of that to make it all fit. And then if it does snow, then you go back to the state and you say, well, I know you want us to be out by a certain date, but we can't make that because we've had so much snow, and then they have to deal with the exception.
No, understood. Keep in mind, though, that some of these, a number of these days are contractual. So we have negotiations. Actually, we're getting ready to go into a negotiation period right now with our three associations, but some of those days are...
The professional days are contractual, right?
Correct.
And the non-instructional days are contractual, right?
Correct.
And so why can't you then go and say, the governor has put down a new mandate and we need to renegotiate our contract?
Well, but we don't want to be in a position where we, and our contract goes through this school year. So to be accurate in just eliminating some of those days. And let's also put in perspective the professional days that our teachers have. We put a lot of pressure on our teachers, and rightly so, and we think they do a commendable job. Most organizations, I'm not sure if yours is one, but most professional organizations spend a considerable amount of time in developing their professional staff. Some maybe as much as a quarter. You know, we have the number of days you mentioned, four or five at the beginning, one at the end of each quarter, where we're expecting teachers to do a number of things that being in a school classroom, still dealing with their students, just becomes very impractical. So I think the other piece we need to understand is starting school that week later does create some problems with parents for daycare. We talk about extending the summer vacation, which is attractive to many, but we must keep in mind a lot of our families don't ever take the vacation. And so to have the students home for another week, and let's just hope nothing happens, especially if there are no supervisor arrangements made, makes it very difficult.
The Montgomery County School District is not in the job of babysitting or providing daycare. That's certainly not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to educate the children. We're almost out of time, but what's your response to people who are wondering why other school districts across the state have been able to get this done, but Montgomery County is asking for an exception?
Well, I'm not sure other school systems have got it done. There's a wide variety of opinions on this, and right now it's pretty much still up in the air. In about 2 weeks, on the 25th, the state board will be taking up this issue, and then we'll be in a position to accept waivers. So I think from now until then, and maybe a little bit after, it could easily vary from locale to locale.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, but we'll see how this develops. Thank you for joining us, as always, Mr. Durso.
Sure. To be continued.
Yes, Michael Durso, president of the Montgomery County Public Schools.
It's 7:44.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.